trying to do what we can to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. In the 10 o'clock hour, we invite our particular experts from across the state of Arizona that are ROSI certified to talk to you, the Arizona homeowner, about some aspect of home remodeling or improvement or maintenance that'll help you keep your home in a way that you can get out and not be a slave to your home, but that keep it in good repair to the point where you can get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. There's just so much to do here. So we've invited our friends from Arizona Paint Company, Joe and Joe. You know, I haven't let you guys give your phone numbers out once yet.
Yeah,
y'all, y'all operating, of course, valley-wide in Maricopa County, and as well with offices set up down in Pima County in Tucson.
Yep, absolutely. So if anybody in Phoenix needs to get a free estimate or has questions, you can call us at 602-648-3071 or in the Tucson area at 520-284-1792, or you can visit us online at arizonapaintingcompany.com.
There you go. So we appreciate y'all's partnership with the ROSI on the House certification process and all the great work y'all do to have earned that originally and to maintain it. So we've talked about prepping the homes. We haven't talked too much about prepping wood yet, and I actually have an email here from someone that knew what the topic of the show was going to be, and he's got, you know, wood board and bat, and he's just so fed up with sanding it and painting it and caulking it that he wants to know what material I recommend. So I sent him to a lumber supply specialist, Helt Lumber, and said, just re-side everything in hardy backer board. You'll be fine. Fiber board. So in the stucco, which is the majority of what we're having to paint here residentially in Arizona, we've got it power washed. We've got the cracks sealed with the elastomeric, either the plain or the sanded, to match the texture of the house. We've got all the joints between the stucco and the dissimilar materials, like the door frames, the door jams, and the window frames, caulked back up. And by golly, we're about two-thirds the way through the paint job now. Prep is everything, right?
Yep, the hard part's done.
The hard part is done. So what have we got now that we've got the house prepped and ready to go? All the fascia cracks are filled and seamed, and the fascias have been sanded, and Joe was talking about the stem wall that's showing between the weepsqueed and the dirt line. We've pulled the dirt back just a few inches so we can drop that paint down below finished grade level, and the house is ready. What do we do?
I think the next important step is choosing the right paint. And this is probably the one of the most important steps there is. And you should choose a high-quality 100% acrylic paint finish. We recommend flat finish for the stucco and a semi-gloss finish for the doors and trim.
Okay. 100% acrylic.
Yes, 100% acrylic.
That's not cheap paint.
It's not. And you really get what you pay for with paint. So you really want to go with one of the, you know, most companies offer good, better, best. So I would definitely recommend either the better or the best that specific paint company might offer.
And I think homeowners kind of choke up a bit, particularly if they're older homeowners that maybe have lived through a repaint once or twice of their prior homes. They're going in and they're looking at 100% good acrylic exterior paint, and they're looking north of $25 a gallon.
Yeah, exactly. But the good news is there's not too much to buy.
You know, they're choking up because, man, they can remember when they could buy a gallon of paint for $8.
Yeah, it doesn't. That older paint was latex and doesn't quite last as long in the elements. So, yeah, the better paint, it does cost a little bit more now, but it's definitely worth it.
Okay, so 100% acrylic paint. Now, when we teach homeowners how to go out and solicit paint bids, we ask them specifically, make sure your painter is quoting a two-coat system. Why don't we talk through what ROSI certified two-coat is and what a lot of other painters put out there as two-coat? Because there's a big difference.
Big difference, yes. Well, what we do is for a true two-coat system, what needs to be done is the first coat needs to be spray applied with a back roll, which means you have your spray man spraying the house, and you have another, his helper, another painter with a roller and a bucket giving it a and back rolling the house.
He's not dry back rolling what the first guy's spraying on.
Correct. No, he's not. He's not just behind him, just following him with a roller. He has to have a bucket of paint, and he needs to dip and roll as he follows the spray man around the house. That's our true first coat. Now, the dry time between that, it's not the first coat, once it's completed, it's not automatic start right after and do another second coat. We need to have proper dry time. So we need to have at least 4 hours of dry time between that first and true second coat.
And I imagine that can adjust big time seasonally, can it?
It sure can, yeah. I mean, obviously, the winter times, you know, that dry time may take 5, 6, 7 hours.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we want to make sure it's dry properly before we apply that second coat.
Okay. And so we have a spray man who's spraying horizontally and then vertically, trying to get good coverage.
Correct.
Then we have his right-hand man with a paint roller, a paint extension handle, a 5-gallon paint bucket, a paint screen, and he's applying fresh paint off the roller to that sprayed area.
Correct. Yes.
That dries. That's one,
one coat.
Now, Joe, I hate to tell you this, but you know there's a lot of painters out there selling that as a two-coat system.
Yeah, there is a lot of painters out there. Yeah. There is, and it's just not the proper
two-coat. And then they want to know why their price is so much better than somebody else's.
Correct. Yeah, you are going to get, you know, you are going to pay a little bit more for a true two-coat. You know, some painting contractors will just say it's a two-coat, they're spraying vertical and horizontal, and be able to make it around the house in one day. I mean, that's not a true two-coat.
It's important, I think, for every homeowner that's getting an estimate out there to make sure that it's specified on the contract, two coats with dry time. That will assure you get your real two-coat finish.
There you go. So there is a real key tip from the paint industry experts in the proposal. Insist on a dry time between coats.
Exactly.
There you go.
If it's in writing, you can hold them to it.
Now, everybody that just heard that has been saved the agony of a second-rate paint job. Awesome.
And the importance in spending that extra money up front, obviously, it's going to last a lot longer, so you're not going to need to bring the painter back out again. So it might be cheaper up front, but like everything, you get what you pay for, and if you invest in it to be done right the first time, it'll save you money in the long run.
Exactly. Your initial cost will be a little higher, but if you have a cost per year, it's going to be lower because the paint job's going to last longer.
Now, let me ask you guys. My house is a laboratory. Okay, we're constantly experimenting with new stuff, constantly. And so the last time, and my house is due for a paint job. The last time we painted half the house with a paint additive that was supposed to extend the life of the paint and increase its flowability. And I'm one of those idiots that has the smooth stucco. And then we did the other half of the house with just the factory paint right out of the can. The additive product added about another $4 a gallon to the paint, and it's impossible to see the difference. Are y'all just pulling paint right out of the buckets, or is there some secret additive for durability?
There's really no additive that we use, any secret potion. It's just buying the better, you know, the better and the best quality paint from that manufacturer.
What do y'all do on parapets?
We use an elastomeric product just on the top of the parapets.
Okay.
Not on the sides, only on the top to bridge any cracks and seal out moisture from coming through the top.
Now, for those of you that are listening, the parapet is that part of the outside wall that isn't covered by a roof. The stucco goes up over the top of the wall and comes down generally to a flat roof. That area of your stucco is probably the most prone area for leaking of any other stucco area on the house. And many times, a parapet leak is mistaken over and over again by the homeowner as a roof leak.
It's pretty common, actually, yeah.
It is.
And we'll go up there, they'll have a leak inside, and we'll go up and look at their parapets, and there's large cracks on the top. Moisture gets in there, goes right into their house.
I don't think everybody realizes that stucco is not a waterproof product.
No, stucco will
It's a sponge.
Suck a little bit of water up, absolutely.
So we have to depend on y'all's caulking job and y'all's paint job to protect the stucco from absorbing the water. Once the moisture is behind the paint, you might as well consider it's in your house.
Well, yes, but that's why we don't use an elastomeric paint. That's why we use the acrylics, because it's breathable. And if, you know, when it does rain and that water is absorbed by the stucco, it has a chance to evaporate out. That's why we use the breathable paint versus elastomeric. It'll get stuck behind it and the paint will bubble.
We're going to elastomeric seal the top of the parapets. Great call. We're going to elastomeric patch any cracks in the stucco, but we're going to use a 100% breathable acrylic exterior flat paint for the stuccos, and then y'all go to a low sheen on your trim product, generally speaking?
Generally, we use a semi-gloss. Okay. We just found it lasts better.
Okay. So that's pretty well painted up, okay? Let's say you, the Arizona homeowner, have recently paid to have your house painted. I want you guys now to take us through the checklist. What do your quality control guys do when the paint job's done? We talked about what your estimators look for when they go out to estimate the job. What do your quality controllers do once y'all painted a house? What are y'all looking for to verify it meets your quality standard?
Well, Rosie, what we're really looking for is making sure every surface has a good proper mill thickness, a good proper amount of paint, the proper coatings for the stucco, the wood. You know, especially when you're changing, not just changing colors, but on a house, the stucco, when you have a thicker textured stucco, we want to make sure we're getting in all areas of the stucco. So it's got to be sprayed in several different directions, not just vertical and horizontal, but, you know, every which angle you can hit, we want to make sure it's got a proper amount of paint on the house.
So you've got all those little texture ridges hiding behind the backside.
Yeah.
And those, not only are they hard to paint, but they're great moisture traps. That's the first place the water goes.
Correct. And the easiest way if I go out and look at a house, the easiest way to make sure to see that the house got good coverage is just looking sideways down the side of the house, especially with that thicker texture. If it doesn't have a good amount of paint on it, you're going to see that old color just peeking right through the new paint. And that's the first sign that I look for to make sure that house has got enough paint on it for the stucco.
And with an experienced eye, you can look down that side in the light, and you can almost gauge the mill thickness by what you're seeing down the wall.
You really can, because if that old color's peeking through, it's not just that one spot. You probably have several spots in the house.
Okay, so you're checking to make sure the guy's got good coverage on all the stucco surfaces.
Correct.
What else are you looking for?
What else I'm looking for is just sometimes after they've painted a house, there may be some smaller cracks here and there that have gotten missed. So we want to make sure we go back and get those. Even if the house has paint on it now and it's got a good two coats of paint, if there's cracks that were missed, we can still go back and patch those and repaint those. So we want to make sure we are getting all areas covered.
Very
things
good.
That are missed. So
we're here with the two pros, Joe and Joe from Arizona Paint Company, and we'll be wrapping up after this short commercial break. Don't go anywhere, as we want to give you guys phone numbers out again so people from the Phoenix and or Tucson area can get a hold of you guys.